Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100-plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000-plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend only costs $155 and has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to your show. That's right, welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. A special show, our 8th anniversary show, believe it or not. That's right. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Tonight, hope you can call in. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hey, folks. Tonight, there's quite a few players in the house tonight. I got to thank each and every one for being part of our radio show. That's right. Your radio show, our radio show. But be honest with you, when we first thought about this radio show 8 years ago, I never in a million years thought it was going to be this big. Never. Never thought it was going to be worldwide. But let's get started right now. Let me introduce you to the players tonight. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. I want to thank her so much for being with us. Lynn, you're up.
Well, thank you for the introduction, Michael, and welcome everybody to our special 8th anniversary Blind and Beyond radio show. And I'm not going to take up too much time. There's a lot of people here.
Yes. And I want to thank, not by any which order, no order, just mentioning names. Sheila Young, I want to thank you so much for being part of our radio show as a co-host and being part of our show for 8 years. I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. And what an exciting show this is. Good evening, everybody.
And all the way from Winter Park, his home. Sheila, by the way, lives in College Park, Florida. And his home is Winter Park, Florida. Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, co-host. I want to thank you for being with us for 8 years, Gary.
Most certainly welcome. And welcome, everybody, to listen to this anniversary show. It's going to be really good tonight.
And all the way from Fern Rock, Fern Park, as I say every week, Fern Park. What is it, Fern Rock or Fern Park? Anyway,
one of the two.
One of the two. Okay, you can pick. Our musician, our magician, and all the above, producer. What else can I say? He helps us with every which way. Our co-host, David Hildebrand. David?
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, one and all, and congratulations, you guys, for 8 years. I mean, that's not easy. Very few shows make it to 8 years, so that is awesome. And
because of your help. Thanks for you.
Glad to be part of it.
Our co-host. Yes, yes, yes. And I have to mention our guest co-host, who's on the show a lot over the last 8 years, the one, the only, Reverend Charles Brooks. Charles, are you there, Reverend? Ocala, Florida.
Good evening, everybody. And yes, I'm here. Congratulations on 8 wonderful years.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles. Thank you.
You notice he made his voice deeper just to impress everybody.
And we got to mention, you got to mention in the studios, the one, the only, the producing of the show for 8 years, been with us for 8 years, and he is a fabulous, the engineer, the producer. He's the one with the silverware, the forks, the pots and pans. Chris Shaw, thank you so much for being part of the show for 8 years. Chris Shaw.
Hey, anytime that I can be a blessing and I can be a help, that's what I'm here to do, be a service.
There you go. There you go.
Can I just say
something? Yes, you can say something.
Wait, Chris, didn't we talk about pots and pans? Didn't we once bring a bunch of pots and pans and throw them on the floor or something that for a sound effect?
Yeah, we did. You ready for it now?
I remember something about pots and pans.
Yeah, it was right around Super Bowl weekend.
Oh, okay. We wanted to make a lot of noise, or we were doing something.
Before we get started, do you want to mention the shout-outs? All right. Okay.
Before we get started, I have a couple of shout-outs, and then we'll throw it over to you guys. Okay, let me see. Where am I? Okay. What's your shout-out? Go ahead.
My shout-out is Kathy.
Kathy Lovell?
Kathy Lovell from Alabama. Kathy, if you're listening, thanks for being part of the show. Keep on listening.
Hi, Kathy. All righty. So where are my shout outs here? Okay. My first shout out is to Blake Edwards in Delaware, a new listener, and I hope she's listening tonight, of course. A belated happy birthday to co-host Gary Sinclair. And we're so sorry we forgot your birthday, Gary. Oh, forgive us.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Okay.
Thank you.
He was happy. He had a spaghetti meatball, so he didn't care that we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then I'd like to, on a serious note, I'd like to give a shout out to and prayers to all the victims this week. I'm telling you, the recent tornadoes in Texas, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, it's just been...
Well, Pennsylvania and Delaware, too.
Oh, Pennsylvania and Delaware, too? Well, our thoughts and prayers. It's just terrible. So, all right. So I'll turn it over. Who's first? Sheila, do you have shout-outs?
I really don't.
Okay. No. All right.
Gary, got any shout-outs?
I'm saying to Sheila, I don't tonight.
Okay. David, you got any shout outs?
Oh, you know, I do. Let's see. Well, a shout out to my wonderful wife, Brenda. Shout out to the Lake family, Terry and Marcy up in Pittsburgh. Also, shout out to my friend Jenna in Alabama, as well as ham radio friend Lewis down in Puerto Rico, who I believe is listening tonight. And to all of our loyal listeners, we appreciate you a lot.
Charles, you got any shout outs?
Yes, I have a couple. Daryl Goldsmith in Pensacola, Florida. Tim Fiorello right here in Ocala. And James Thompson in Winter Haven. All the veterans. Good evening.
Good evening.
I like it.
Thank you so much. Now, I have to say something now. I got to play something. Goes back to when we first went on the air. Well, no, this has been before we're back on the air. When we first started, when I lost my eyesight, went blind, thanks to my wife who answered an ad for a salesman at a radio station, the Big 810 CBS Sports affiliate in Orlando, she answered an ad for salesman. And I answered the ad, and I went there. She drove me and I went in and believe it or not, they hired me on the spot after I told my resume and I had a piece of paper with my resume and he hard for him to believe. And he said, when I said to him, you realize I'm blind? He said, I don't care. As long as you can sell, you have a mouth. As long as you can sell, I don't care about your eyes. I care about your mouth. So I went on as a salesman. What I'm going to play for you right now is how it all happened. Because I sold this restaurant, and when I came back, because all the times before that, I was selling for him and doing a nice job and making some money for Lynn and me. But we never did anything else other than sell. This time, when I came back with this spot and I sold this restaurant, I said, Carl, I would like to make the commercial myself. He said, are you sure you can do it? You never had any experience. You sure you can do it? I said, I'm sure I'd like to try. So I made this commercial, one shot. I want you to listen to it. And this is the commercial that got let's just say, that put us on the radio. This is the spot that made Lynn and Michael on the radio. But can you, Chris, can you play the spot?
Hi, I'm from Philadelphia. I hope you don't hold that against me. But being from Philadelphia, I love my Philly cheesesteaks. Philly cheesesteaks, 9th and Passyunk, 4th and South, Oregon Avenue. We know who they are. But do you know who's in Central Florida? Do you know there's one place? And I mean only one. It's called the Spottis. Listen to that name, Le Spottis. It says it all, Le Spottis. It's in Maitland and Orange City, Le Spottis. That cheese whiz, they have the real thing, and they have the real bread from Amoruso, from Philly. That's right. They got that bread. They fly it in. They got those sandwiches. They do it Philly upright. I suggest Le Spottis, because only they can give you that Philly cheesesteak. They are from Pennsylvania. I said Le Spottis.
Online, LeSpottis.com. Call them at 407-539-0067. Located in the Lee Road Plaza, Le Spottis Steak and Hoagies at 1010 Lee Road in Orlando, and Le Spottis Steak and Hoagies at 2200 North Volusia in Orange City.
You could tell you were a proud Philadelphia man on in that commercial, couldn't you?
Well, that's the spot that made us one take, and he couldn't believe it. Matter of fact, when it was finished, he said, you know what? That's a great commercial. I'm going to send that in to see if we can get a prize. And it went up for an award. And make a long story short, he and his son went out that day and went to Le Spottis and got a cheesesteak. He said, I never heard a commercial done so well the first time, first shot. He said, looks like you're made for radio. I said, well, thank you. And that's what that commercial. Play another one right back to back.
Let's play the other one.
The other one back to back. This is the one a week later.
Spottis is so good.
Poppy, the cheese whiz is dripping down your arm.
What else is new? He always makes a mess whenever he eats a Le Spottis cheesesteak.
But I can't help it. This cheesesteak. You know, they fly this bread in from Philly. Le Spottis does everything.
Philly upright.
That's right. You heard it. Philly upright. It's so good. Call 407-539-0067. You know, Le Spottis has more than cheesesteaks. I don't know if you know that, but that's a fact. They got great hoagies. If you get that large Italian hoagie, you don't need anything else for dinner. That's it. It's humongous. And remember, Le Spottis, it says it all. The name, Le Spottis. They do it Philly upright.
Online, LeSpottis.com. Call them at 407-539-0067. Located in the Lee Road Plaza, Le Spottis Steak and Hoagies at 1010 Lee Road in Orlando, and Le Spottis Steak and Hoagies at 2200 North Volusia in Orange City.
So, now you know what and how it happened, how we got on the radio. There were some other things, too, that I've told you many times in the past, but that commercial, the other one back-to-back with the kids. By the way, that was our grandchildren in the background.
And Michael?
It was all my idea as far as putting it together because nobody else told me. And don't forget, I don't read Braille, so it was all memory. But the point that I'm saying is that's what got us the show. That's what he got him interested in my voice and got him interested in everything that we do.
Okay.
Michael?
Let's hear now. We're going to listen to now Peter
Durante
singing God Bless America. Peter, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Happy anniversary, everyone.
Hello, Peter.
Yeah, I'm singing God Bless America. Yes.
Hello, Peter.
Hey, hello, everybody. I'm going to sing God Bless America in the Jimmy Durante style.
Good.
God Bless America. Land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless everybody. Happy anniversary.
Good job, man. I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine. I'm 98. With God's graces, I made it to 98. And I I advise everyone to pray God and to be kind to everyone, and you're bound to make it.
There you go. I love that.
Congratulations and thank you.
That was unbelievable. Thank you so much. By the way, for those who don't know, Jimmy Durante is Peter's cousin. Peter and yes. Jimmy Durante are cousins.
Yes, yes.
That's why you recognize the voice, because he's got the same voice as Jimmy Durante.
Yes, yes. I'm happy to do it for your wonderful work that you do, Blind and Beyond. You're doing good work, and everyone loves you. And we're all going to support you and make a donation when we can.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, and thank you, and good night, Mrs. Calabash.
Wherever you are.
Wow.
Thank
Wherever you.
You
are.
For those who don't know, this is a nonprofit radio show. It's a nonprofit radio show. And we started it basically to entertain the visually impaired and the blind. And now we 30% of our audience is sighted. So we welcome the sighted aboard. And not just to entertain, but to educate, to inform the sighted as well as the blind. We always say we're the blind and the sighted. Well, yes, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. If you have any folks want to say anything, give us a call, 407-894-1680. I'm kind of choked up today because this is our 8th anniversary. And I'll tell you something, many, 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 many people never thought we can do this one day, one week, one year, let alone 8 years. So we're going strong for next year. Thank goodness to all our great sponsors who renewed for next year. And they'll be on right now, through right on through 23, right on till 24. Amazing. Love it. Hey, folks, anything to say out there? I don't hear anything from any of my co-hosts.
Yes, you fellows are doing wonderful work, and you continue to grow because you're doing God's work, and you do, and we listen to you every time we can, and we are supporting your station, and we're happy to be on. I happen to be on every time you want me, and I'll be glad to sing the Jimmy Durante way.
Right, sounds good,
well, thank
man.
You
appreciate
for calling,
that.
Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
We
thanks.
Really
thank you.
It.
And
You're
Doug,
welcome.
Thank you for all your kind words.
Thank you. Very good for wonderful work that you're doing, and you're
going to
grow
you.
with God's blessings. We're all going to grow and be well.
Thank you.
You.
Right. You too.
Have a good night,
That's
Peter.
Up,
thank you.
And now
you.
We want to talk to our special friend and CEO and president of the Lighthouse Works and Lighthouse in Central Florida, Kyle Johnson. Kyle Johnson, you there?
He has to unmute himself.
Hey there.
There he is.
There he is.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey, happy anniversary. What's up, Dave?
Hello, Kyle.
Hi, thank
hey
you.
There.
Thank you so much, Kyle. Thank you for all your help, and thank you for supporting us for 8 years.
Well, yeah, 8 years. That feels like it flew by. But I can tell you, I didn't doubt you all. I promise that. With the work ethic that you all have. So anyways, yeah, it's very exciting. And it's good to hear a few other voices in there.
Yeah, we got a party going on. I'm gonna
It sounds like it.
I'm gonna uncork the champagne in a little bit, I think.
Nice. Nice.
Kyle, did you have a good trip to Austin?
I did. Yes, okay. Thank you. It was real, it was terrific.
The vision
was nice just getting together with, you know, other professionals, you know, mm-hmm. with our shared mission.
Were you able to hang out with those professionals like at a nice blues club and listen to some good music?
I got in some great live music, great food, and great stand-up comedy. So,
oh, sweet.
Really the trifecta.
Yeah, I want to get out to Austin. I've never been out there, but I've heard good things, so I was hoping you'd make it to some good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just scratched the surface, so I'll be back for sure.
Oh, yeah,
but it's right up your alley, Dave.
Kyle,
yes, sir.
It's great. And I understand we're getting some more people to joining Lighthouse Works.
Certainly.
Some of our listeners, Sherry Brunn, I understand, just joined your folks. Sherry Brunn,
very
who's
cool.
been a listener to the show for a long time.
She sure has. Yeah, Sherry. And, you know, we created about 25% of the new blind jobs created in the U.S. last year.
That's amazing.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Pretty neat. So it's just cool to see. It's just really cool to see people who want to work and want to meet new people and have that social network. And yeah, and then
I know I'm actually on the call.
So
I have it in my head right now.
Oh. There, I muted her. We just muted our next guest.
Everybody there doing okay?
Yeah. Everybody's here. Everybody's here. Yeah.
I think we had some cross line there for a second.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's what happens. That's what happens with live radio.
Yeah, live.
That's right, baby.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're on a party line.
So, Kyle, just for your information, right now we have on Charles Brooks, we have on Sheila Young and Gary Sinclair and Dave Hillebrandt, ourselves and Chris and some more guests.
We're all thanking you so much for being part of the radio show for 8 years. Thank you so much.
Thanks for allowing our participation and thanks for the friendship with all of you.
Hey, Kyle.
For sure.
Hey, Kyle.
Absolutely. Hey, Gary.
Hey, I just want to say to everybody, you were only there for 8 years, but you started with us in 2012 when we first got off the with our first radio show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Blind Matters.
Yeah, Michael
so neat.
Yeah, Michael always
neat
says
to see it change.
We're on 8 years, but in my mind, we're on 11 years.
Exactly.
2012.
Yeah, we're splitting hairs. It's been a heck of a run so far.
Yeah, it has.
And something tells me you all are just getting started.
Well, there you go. You. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks
for
calling in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Absolutely.
Thanks for taking time to call.
You guys all have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Thank you,
Kyle. Good to hear from you, man. Take care.
Big hug, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you. We have another call on the line right now.
I see a phone number, but I'll guess who it is. Area code 716. I won't say the rest of the number. Let's see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I think it might be Melissa Ballback.
Melissa Baldwin.
Ballback.
Okay.
How many years did you know Melissa?
Hey, I'm lucky I know your name.
Ay. Melissa is the owner of LSNS and Independent Living Aids. Melissa. Let's see where.
Hey, Melissa.
How are you?
Hi, Melissa.
Can you hear me?
We hear you, Melissa.
Hello.
How are you?
I am terrific. Thank you. We had a sunny day in Buffalo. So if you get a sunny day in Buffalo in April, you're great.
That's
true.
Funny. Yeah.
Great to have you on.
Melissa, I'm from Buffalo too.
Who's that?
Is Gary.
Who is?
This is Gary.
Gary Sinclair.
Buffalo. I'm from Buffalo myself. I left here when I was 20, and I'm quite a bit older now, 50 years more. But yeah,
And are you in Florida now?
Yeah, I've been down here 52 years.
You just moved down 52 years ago. Melissa.
It's a compelling idea.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Well,
Melissa,
he goes up all the time still.
Melissa, this is Michael. I want to thank you from all of us for being a sponsor, a friend to the show. And may LSNS and Independent Living Aids be the only one you buy. I mean, that's where I buy all my supplies, my watches and everything else comes from.
Your talking watches.
My talking watches, absolutely, from you. We don't go anywhere else.
You provide a very important service, and we appreciate you a lot.
And thanks for participating.
Thank you. And we're nice.
And you're what?
Unlike some of the other people out there.
That's correct. That's 100% correct. You said the word. I didn't say it. But as a nice person, let me tell you something, folks.
Nice.
If you need help to buy supplies, if you need anything, there's only one place to go in this country. Only one place. And that's LSNS or Independence. It's the same company. They just have two names, LSNS and Independent Living Aids.
And, you know, there's a lot of items.
You are most kind to say that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And there's a lot of items. I mean, my vision is kind of deteriorating now as an older person. And there's a lot of little, I call them tchotchkes, but there's a lot of little interesting things that you have there to help us see, you know, read better and do our daily chores better for low vision, not just for.
But I mean, even just things like a light, right? A light.
Yeah, yeah.
People that still have some vision need more light. And so Melissa, you still get a special.
How do they get a catalog? How do they
how
get
a catalog?
Oh, yeah.
Call us, go to the website, whatever's easiest for you.
We have one. We get one.
And we're happy to do that. LSSinfo.com is our email. LSSproducts.com. LSSinfo@LSSproducts.com is our email. LSSproducts.com is the website. IndependentLiving.com is a website. It's our website. There's a lot of easy ways to find us.
And don't forget, it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's on our webpage, as far as Melissa, LSNS and Independent Living Aids. It's on our webpage.
Independent Living Aids.
Yep, mm-hmm. Independent Living Aids, yes.
Well, thank you for calling
thanks
in.
Thanks for calling in, and thanks for participating.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
We sing like the Flintstone song, Happy Anniversary.
I have it. Actually, happy Melissa.
Happy anniversary.
Well, you sang it already. There you go. Chris, see that? She wanted the song that I sent you with the Flintstones.
I love that.
Right?
There it is. Listen.
I'm sorry, if I missed the first part of the show, I've been having dinner. But so,
Melissa, listen.
That's a repeat.
There it is, Melissa.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. She and Happy, they're both as happy as can be. Celebrating merrily their happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
It's the Flintstones, right?
Yeah.
That's the Flintstones.
It is the Flintstones. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Melissa.
Hope you listen to the rest of the show. You're welcome.
So don't forget, folks, when you need your supplies, the only one place to go, that's LNS, LSNS. At Independent Living Aid. Only place to go.
Stay warm in Buffalo.
Okay. And we now our next.
Oh, I'm trying. Have a great night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Thanks.
Bye bye.
You too.
Who's on next?
Well, it looks like iPhone Peter.
No.
Must be Peter Kuchiyavi, Accessibility Manager at Spectrum. That's what my guess is. iPhone Peter.
Could be.
I might be calling him iPhone Peter now.
Hey.
Oh, I recognize the voice.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
To agree with all of the agreements that were popping up on my screen, but hello and congratulations, 8 years or 11, depending on who you talk to.
There you go.
Well, thank you. But we at Blind and Beyond have to thank you and Spectrum, because without Spectrum, without you, there wouldn't be no show. Thank you for renewing for another year. Thank you so much. And from our co-host there and guest co-host, we all say thank you, Peter.
Well, and thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure. It's been a journey now. We've been on together for a while, and it's so great to meet your listeners and share stories and learn about their experiences with Spectrum. So thank you very much. It's been a fantastic platform for us as well, and for all the co-hosts, what a pleasure to get to know all of you and be on. I think now with each of you, every once in a while I get a couple people in a row, but typically we get somebody new each time, and it's a lot of fun.
Peter,
well,
did you have
what, Peter, I'll see you in June.
Absolutely you will. Yep, I will be there.
Uh-oh. Peter, did you get the chance?
I got my
hear?
Hotel booked and tickets.
I know.
What's that, Michael?
I said, did you get the chance to hear my commercial when I made Laspatas? That's what put us on the radio?
The commercial you that you made?
I guess you didn't hear it.
No,
okay.
It was in the beginning of the show.
Beginning of the show. You missed the beginning of the show.
I came in about 20 minutes late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he can hear it.
You have to begin.
You'll listen online. You can hear it later after the show. It'll be archived.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Laspatas, the cheesesteak place.
It's so beautiful here in Colorado today. We got caught up on a beautiful walk for the first time in a year.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Lovely spring.
Wow. Yes. Is the snow all melted?
Yes. Well, it'll come back, no doubt. But it's beautiful out right now. Just gorgeous.
Snow in April.
And Leonardo got a chance to ride his swing outside of the house here for the first time
today.
So that was fun.
You have a swing in the backyard?
Yes. And say hi to Nikita and Leonardo. They're listening in the living
room. Oh,
hey, hello, everybody.
Guys. Hey, everybody.
Everybody.
Hi, Nikita, Leonardo.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Nikita. Hi, Leonardo. And Sheila's there too. She just muted
yeah,
us.
Yeah, there they are. I don't know. Yeah. So we're all enjoying the show today.
Okay.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much,
Peter. Thank you again. Coming on this Sunday and giving up your Sunday.
Hey, and thanks for putting out a good product too. That's very accessible. So it makes a huge difference. All the cool stuff that Spectrum has out there really is.
I appreciate
made our lives a lot better. Yeah. You know.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, I'm going to enjoy the rest.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
The rest of the show.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much,
thanks, Peter. Man. Take care. What a nice guy, and he has been a great part of our show for a long time. So.
Oh yeah, he's genuinely a kind individual.
Yes, he is. We're gonna go to break, and we'll come back with our first trivia. We're gonna go break. Don't go away. You listen to the 8th anniversary of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got a holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Ambutech, your mobile way of life. We're worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. I understand. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. I understand there was a streaming problem, and some of you missed the first 20 minutes of the show, which I'm very upset about. There's one thing I want to play again, just 1 minute of, because I think it's important for you folks to hear. Chris, can you pull out that Las Patas thing again for the first, the people that missed the first 20 minutes? Just play that one thing again, if you can find it. This is this commercial is what got us, Lynn and me, away from just selling and into the, as they say, the broadcast booth and doing commercials and everything else on Big 810 CBS Sports Radio. This is the commercial that got it.
Hi,
Chris,
I'm from
play
Philadelphia.
It?
I hope you don't hold that against me. But being from Philadelphia, I love my Philly cheesesteaks. Philly cheesesteaks, 9th and Passyunk, 4th and South, Oregon Avenue. We know who they are. But do you know who's in Central Florida? Do you know there's one place? And I mean only one. It's called Las Patas. Listen to that name, Las Patas. It says it all, Las Patas. It's in Maitland and Orange City, Las Patas. That cheese whiz, they have the real thing, and they have the real bread from Amoruso, from Philly. That's right. They got that bread. They fly it in. They got those sandwiches. They do it Philly upright. I suggest Las Patas, because only they can give you that Philly cheesesteak. They are from Pennsylvania. I said Las Patas.
Online, LasPatas.com. Call them at 407-539-0067. Located in the Lee Road Plaza, Las Patas Steak and Hoagies at 1010 Lee Road in Orlando, and Las Patas Steak and Hoagies at 2200 North Volusia in Orange City.
In the background, that was my boss.
Who was that, Michael?
That was my boss, Carl.
That's Carl Tutera.
Yeah, Carl Tutera.
Doing the tag.
He did the tag. Yep. And he couldn't believe when I did the commercial, one take. And don't forget, I don't read Braille. So that was all done. Memory. Well, not in the memory. I did it because I loved the Las Patas cheesesteaks. And it was all done because I loved it and said the whole put together. Something so fast, he couldn't believe it. And that's what why he then not just had me as a salesman, but then he had me make commercials. And then eventually he put us on the radio. That's how it all began. Anyway, we're going to go to trivia right now.
Let's do Gary's first.
Gary's first?
Yeah,
okay.
Charles.
Gary's first. Chris, we're going to do Gary's trivia. Gary, you're up.
Music.
Oh, Gary's on music. Oh, okay, Gary, you're up. No trivia.
Going for the trivia question again, which I like doing. I think I made it easy, but it could be a little hard. I want you to answer this now. April does brings what? April does brings what?
What?
April what? April what?
It's a rhyme. Yeah.
It's very simple.
Of course, he doesn't know his nursery rhymes and poems from kindergarten.
No.
I'm had a deprived childhood.
He must have skipped class in kindergarten.
I didn't go to kindergarten.
Could have given one of those.
I didn't go to kindergarten.
Oh, that's why. He didn't go to kindergarten.
No. Deprived childhood.
That's right. There was too many kids in my day going to kindergarten.
Do you know it, Charles?
Yes.
Hey, the number to call is 407-894-1680. 407-894, as Michael says, 1680.
Gary,
it's a winner.
Yeah.
Huh?
Gary and Sheila and Dave, did you notice that Carl, our old boss and the owner of the station, he said 00 instead of 00?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where Michael got it from.
Obanamo.
That's a radio thing, I think.
Right.
All okay. Right, so does anybody know this rhyme that he's talking about?
Yes, they do.
Okay, let's see.
I'm
let's
sure
hear
the phones are lit up.
The phone's gonna be lit up. Okay. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, it's like a little short saying.
Give it away like I gave last month away. Last month I gave it away.
Okay.
Come on, people.
While we're waiting for someone to call in, I got to ask this question out to my co-host as well as my guest host. What did you like so much for the 8 years we've been on the air? Is there anything in particular that you liked about the radio show, Blind and Beyond?
First, who are you putting on the spot?
Anybody. Anyone.
I like the friendship we made with so many people out there for many, many years that we've had from the very beginning. I treasure that.
To a great degree, it's like a little family, you know?
And being able to talk to so many different people.
As far as the trivia, pardon me, just 1 second, Charles. As far as the trivia, I'd like to hear from a new caller first. We're going to hear a new caller.
I see the names, Chris. We're waiting for somebody new, hopefully.
Well, and Michael, my answer to your question is all of the information that we have brought to everybody that has been listening for 8 years is just phenomenal when you think about it. It's every variety you can imagine.
It's very true. And people appreciate it. That's why they tune in every week. And that's
why we keep trying to come up with new ideas so that we can try to educate and try to inform.
There are some folks that would not hear about certain events or different products unless they listen to the show, because they may not offer such things in, you know,
and employment opportunities.
I told someone just recently, our show is like medicine. The people that are vision impaired and blind, especially, like medicine. They said, "What do you mean, medicine?" I said, "Well, you have medicine for a pill. You have medicine, different ways, shapes, and forms. Ours, medicine, affects what I consider the happiness, the hope, the brain. People that laugh, want to laugh. They want to get a kick out of a show like ours. You listen to Blind and Beyond radio show, as they say, what's her name? Mary? Mary?
Yes,
Mary brought it up. Listen, and you'll learn something. You may learn something."
Oh, that was Sandra.
Oh, that was Sandra?
Yeah, that was Sandra. Don't take her quote.
She said, "Listen, you may learn something about when you listen to Blind and Beyond radio show."
That's what Sheila is saying.
You might have a new caller.
Yep, we do.
Oh, goody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We do. I got three callers on the phone line. I got three callers. I got our good friend from Oceanside, New York on the phone line, and our other good friend right here from Orlando. And then I have a new caller calling in from St. Petersburg. Did I say that right? Is it St. Petersburg or Petersburg? St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah.
Okay,
let's hear it. All right, caller.
So our new caller is the one and only Miss Robin from St. Petersburg, Florida. Miss Robin. That's right.
Hi, Robin.
Miss Rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin.
Hi.
Hi, Robin.
Hello. Hi, Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Gary, this is your trivia.
Your trivia, Gary.
Okay.
Do you know?
Okay. Now, what was the question?
April does bring what?
No, April what? Showers bring what? Right?
No.
Bring
no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
April showers.
Gary said April does what?
No, April showers bring.
Oh, I didn't
what?
Hear the showers. Okay. Well, that's the,
maybe
that's
either,
the question. That's funny.
Amazon.
Huh?
I told my Alexa to stop so I can hear you all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
What'd she say?
So, Robin, what does April showers bring?
Could you repeat that?
What does April showers bring?
Yeah, there's an old saying.
Showers bring May flowers.
Very good.
There you go. She just won. Now, here, listen to this one. Robin, you have a choice tonight. Tonight, you have a choice. Would you want $10 gift card from Subway, or would you want a $10 gift card from Starbucks? Which was your choice?
Subway.
Starbucks or Subway?
She said Subway.
Subway?
Subway.
Okay, yeah. That's coming your way. Subway is coming your way. $10 gift card. Off the air, give your name and address and we can send it to you. Off the air.
Yeah, make sure you give your name and address to Chris, because we have some listeners that won and they never gave their addresses, so we couldn't send out the prizes.
Just
so make sure
stay on the phone. And
Chris. All right, let's go to the next trivia.
Yeah, okay, we got next
Robin,
trivia.
Stay right
next
there.
Trivia.
Robin, stay right there. Okay. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay. Next trivia.
All right, Mike
Charles.
Lynn. Wait. Before you move in. Wait. I still got Sherry and Howie on the phone line. Did you want to say hi?
Yeah, of course we want to say hi.
All right, so let's go to Howie from Oceanside, New York. Howie, how you doing?
Hi, Howie.
Good evening.
Hello, Howie.
Howie, what's happening?
Hey,
happy anniversary. May you have many more.
Thank you, Howie.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much, Howie. I hear you. Thank you
so
much.
How are you doing?
And thanks for listening.
All right. We'll speak to you for the second trivia.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Okay. Take care. Thank you, Howie.
Sherry there.
Sherry?
Hello?
Hello there, Miss Sherry.
Oh, he's got his radio on.
Sherry?
Hello?
Hi there.
Sherry from Orlando.
Wow. Oh, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Yeah. We can hear you.
Welcome to the party.
Thank you. Well, I missed the first half hour, but I'm here now. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sherry.
Thank you for being a listener.
And yeah, and thank you for being our friend all these years, Sherry.
Yeah, thanks for listening all these years.
Oh, you got Sherry. It.
We know Sherry and Sheila and Charles and Gary since 2012. David came in a little later. I don't know what we met David, but it's
we met David at the lighthouse.
We're so
you met David at the lighthouse.
We did, but we're so happy and grateful for your friendship as well, Sherry.
I'm grateful
for yours too, and Charles, it's good to hear your voice. And I wanted to say I really do appreciate the camaraderie between all the co-hosts, and I've really gotten to know you guys over the years because of the show. And people that are no longer with us, such as our dear friend Dawn. You know, I knew her in person, but I knew her a bit more because she was on the show some, too. And
she was.
I miss her, and I think about her a lot. And I just want to say happy anniversary. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sherry.
We sure appreciate it.
All right, Charles.
Thank you. Let's go to our next trivia. Charles, next trivia. You're up, Charles.
This is a hard one, I think.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charles, you're up. Your trivia.
This is a song. I need the name of the song and the artist. Chris, roll that tune.
The phone number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. He wants the name and who's singing the song.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself
Okay, Chris. Name that tune and who is singing it. It's easy.
That's hard.
Come on.
I agree.
That's a hard one.
That's hard.
I wish
our radio audience could have seen all the blind and beyond radio dancers who were out there doing their moves on this.
407. Yes. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. New callers first, 407-894-1680. New callers first. If you know that, that's a hard one.
I do like the tune, but no, that's a hard one.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Oh, come on, guys.
Nope. I'll still not know when you tell us.
Brenda would know if she heard it. She'd know it right away.
You mean she's not listening?
Well, she's not in the same room. Yeah.
So we're only going to give you another minute, and that's it. Got to move on.
Yeah, it's 7:55.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, come and bail our friend out here.
One more minute. That's
song,
it.
I'm sure.
Do you
Call
know
in
it,
and
Dave?
Win yourself a prize.
Damon, do you know it?
Dave, do you know?
It sounds familiar, but I'm trying to think myself, to be honest with you.
So far, none of
us. Yeah, I can
know,
see please. The smoke from way over here, Dave.
I'm working on it.
<That's funny.
laughs> Like I say, I wish, see if it, my other team member, Miss
that's
Brenda.
Not, that's not coming from his head.
Yeah. Does anybody know it? Howie, do you know it? Howie, do you know it?
No, Howie doesn't know it. It's a different generation.
Different generation.
You know, listening to everybody on the air, listening to all of you on the air, I miss when we were all together.
Yeah,
that's in the studio.
Yeah,
same
room.
Yeah. When Charles we brought his wine and Sheila with her, you know, whatever. And
I've got us going through a pretty good sound system at my house, so it almost sounds like we're in the same room together.
Yeah, well, we are together virtually right now, but
yeah.
I miss the old days.
Yep. Okay, so nobody knows it. So give
no,
the
no,
answer.
No. Just can I get a breather? Can I get up? I was on
Chris
the phone line. I'm right. I'm working over here. I'm trying to get it in. I do have a caller, and she's a first-time
Thank
caller.
Thank you, Chris.
It's a first-time caller.
A first-time caller. Come on. I got this.
Yeah.
All right? So we're going to take this trip over to the West Coast. I haven't been to this place since I was a youngin', since I was a little jitterbug, and I used to go over there and climb mountains, go mountain climbing in the Colorado area. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys and girls, I'm introducing to you to some, and for those of you that don't know, this is Miss Candace from Colorado Springs. Candace, how you doing?
Hi, Candace.
Hi, Candace.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good.
I know who she is.
Hello, Sheila.
How are you?
Welcome.
Good, how are you? I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. Do you know who's singing that song? Because Charles is hoping somebody does.
Yes, I do. It's Miley Cyrus, her new song called Flowers.
Yes!
You knew it. Wow.
Good.
Very good. Very good.
Miley Cyrus. You don't
good
know
for
who
you.
That is.
So listen, do you want a $10 gift card from Subway or a $10 gift card from Starbucks?
I'll take a $10 gift card from Subway.
Another Subway, okay.
Subway.
I'll give you a name and address.
Yes.
Well, this was the first time.
Off the air.
How did you learn about the show, Candace?
Oh, I actually found out about it from Sheila a long time ago. I worked for Lighthouse Works, and so I was working on Sundays. And so I would occasionally listen, but now I'm off on Sundays.
Okay.
Right.
Did you
Thanks,
hear
Candace? It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
We appreciate
your lucky day.
Okay, you talk
listening.
To Chris. Give him your address.
Okay, so we had a winner.
Two for two.
Two for two, the first hour.
Thank you, Candace. I got you.
Two new callers. Okay.
No, I meant two winners, too.
Yeah, two winners and two new callers. That's very nice. And for those folks that missed the first 20 minutes of the show, I'm sorry that you missed this because of streaming. I'm sorry. But you know what? You can always go to our webpage and listen to that particular part that you missed. It'll be on an hour and a half after the show's over, or listen to any show that you missed over the 8 years. We got over 400 now. So you go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blind and don't forget the AND, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you go to any show you missed. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good stuff coming.
This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show.